with me on the line to talk about this in some more detail is Fianna Fáil councillor on Kerry County Council, and that's Norma Moriarty. Councillor Moriarty, good morning to you, and thanks for taking time to talk to us on the programme this morning. What do you say to the Fianna Fáil members who are out there this morning holding their heads in their hands at this latest turn of events?
Look, I've been saying what I've been saying to them in response to messages that I've been receiving this morning. This is not a good position for us to be in. It is unfortunate. I do want to echo some of the sentiments of Minister Foley. She was right. It is a very difficult and horrible position for the Gavin family to be in, and I do actually sympathise with them. The cut and thrust of politics is not something that you can switch on. You know, it takes a lot of blooding yourself through election campaigns and so on to really be au fait with what it's like. And it is difficult and it is testing. And there's no doubt it's the most resilient of people that actually come through in the end from those processes. And I do actually want to say I've never met Jim Gavin on an individual basis, but I do believe the man is a genuinely decent man. I do believe he's a man of substance. You know, he did the right thing by taking himself out of the race. This revelation is not something you can defend. He was wrong. He's acknowledged he's wrong and he's taken himself away. And he says that it wasn't, you know, up to the character and standards that he sets for himself. I wish him well in the future. I wish his family well. It has certainly been a losing experience for them. And presidential campaigns have proven, you know, in modern times to be exceptionally bruising. And that brings you to the point of, well, we need to know everything, good, bad, and indifferent about every candidate before we put them forward as presidential, you know, nominees. And there's truth in that. There's merit in that because we don't want to be in this situation again. So we have to learn from this. We really, really do.
Was he foolhardy, Jim Gavin, in running? Without having that preparation done, without having examined everything, or maybe, you know, not being 100% honest with Fianna Fáil, saying, by the way, I lost an apartment in, you know, 16 years ago and there was hassle around that?
Yeah, and again, like, did he in all good conscience think that all elements of that had been properly dealt with? I genuinely don't know. But, you know, we are where we are now on the back of it. I do think these things do have to be tested. I think in some respects, part of the reason why I spoke the way I did in council chambers on the day that we were due to nominate somebody or not nominate was around the importance of, again, learning from the past, looking at the previous 9 presidents that we've had and the long acknowledged open public service careers that they had, that in the course of that time, we knew everything about them, quite frankly. We knew where they stood on every issue. We knew their talents, we knew their skills, we knew. And by the way, there's none of us without our failings and our faults. You know, if we think we're going to be electing perfect people, we're not going to be electing anybody. None of us is with our failings and our faults. So we have to acknowledge that. And I actually also want to, hopefully people will talk about those things, because if we have a situation where we have nobody willing to put themselves forward because they're going to be excoriated for normal human failings, that's not a good place for our politics either. But it's a case of, you know, acknowledging those failings and those faults, rectifying them as soon as we are aware of them, doing our best and being honest about that. That's crucial. But we can't be hunting people out of politics, because that's not a good place to be.
Yeah. Did Micheál Martin do his best here?
I think that's something we're going to have to examine, because if you look at the 3 candidates, and I was disappointed for Jim, you know, in terms of his debate performances, they weren't great. I do believe he's a man of substance, but he didn't do particularly well in either of the 2 debates, and in especially the first one. And it wasn't as if the topics that were being examined weren't very much in his wheelhouse.
Were unknown to him.
Yeah. No, and he would have had, like, if he had been a better communicator, he would have been able to give really good substantive answers to each of them. You know, inner city questions about safety in Dublin City, inner city task force. The man has done Trojan work in those areas. And yet he wasn't able to communicate that, which was very unfortunate. But again, like, those are things that you can't just switch on. You either have a particular talent for them or you acquire
was he wrong? Look, I know this is hindsight and everything else, but was he the wrong candidate then? And why was he pushed so strongly by party leadership, including Micheál Martin? And that's the real politic of it. They're saying, you know, there was a process and it went to democratic vote, but really, Micheál Martin wanted him and didn't want anybody else and didn't want Billy Kelleher. And that's what happened, because party followed his orders. And now it's all spectacularly blown up, which brings into question Micheál Martin's judgment, political judgment on this.
Well, look, success has many fathers and failure is an orphan. But, you know, this particular failure won't be allowed to be an orphan because people will have to reflect and learn from it. And I do think it's important that we as a party do that and genuinely look at it. Because we communicated it. Right? We've had conversations with yourself and others about this. We communicated with headquarters about our desire to make sure that we had a Fianna Fáil candidate. Many of us had suggestions as to who we feel would have been a very good candidate. Billy put himself forward. And again, look, it's important for people to know this. When Martin was down at Daniel O'Connell when he gave his speech there, where he was, it was the day that Jim Gavin was being announced as the candidate, if you like, or the nominee. He in conversation with us as councillors afterwards, he explained to us that he was unaware of Billy's desire to go forward for presidency, and he was taken by surprise by it. Now, we can only take the man at his word in relation to that. But my argument in respect of that would be we needed to have a much better, a wider, more transparent nomination process and have it sooner, which would have allowed potential people with interest to come forward in a formal way, where it would say nominations are opening on such a date, we're inviting people to nominate, and we, the membership, whether it was the parliamentary party or the wider elected membership or the full membership, that nominations will go forward. That would have been a much better system in my view. And I know hindsight is a great thing, but I do think it would have allowed, it might have been a very long protracted process, but it would have been a very inclusive one, and we would have come out with a candidate that was a consensus candidate, we would hope, and we would have all been able to get behind them and test them and try them and even have, you know, hustings in the midst of all of that would have been good for the party and would have been good for politics.
The fact that that wasn't given, it wasn't done in that way, plus the commentary this morning from the likes of Billy Kelleher calling it a very severe miscalculation. He was asked as well, will there be a heave against the Taoiseach? He said it's up to TDs to make those decisions. Do you think it's as serious as that for Micheál Martin? Or what would your view be on the leadership now?
I think that is going to be the commentary over the next few days, and I'm not putting the boat in here, but that's the reality. I'm not going to, you know, pretend what isn't patently obvious to everybody isn't actually there. That will be the commentary, because this was very much, like Jim was very much Micheál's man. And again, had he succeeded, you know, everyone would have been clapping in the back, great track, great choice, you know, visionary, so on and so forth. But it hasn't worked out that way, so that's where you have to be accountable. And the man is an extremely able and capable politician. And again, ironically, I've no doubt there would have been a conversation, because there was an expectation among a large cohort of the party members that would have, you know, put money on the fact that Micheál would have taken the decision to step aside as Taoiseach and to run himself for the presidency. And I've actually no doubt he would have secured it, that he would have won it. So it's an extraordinary change of fortune in a short period of time, but such is politics. And, you know, a week is a long time in politics. A day is a long time in politics over the last 24 hours. But I wouldn't be writing anybody off. You know, these things are good, and it's good for the party to have competition, and it's good for the party to, you know, to flex its muscles as well at times.
Who will party members vote for now, finally?
Well, again, there's a choice. As my colleague Marie Maloney said last night very sagely on social media, I saw her comment up, our next president will be a woman, which is a good thing from my point of view. We've been very well served by our two previous female presidents. Which one it will be, I don't know. Look, again, I've never actually met Catherine Connolly. I have, in fact, met Heather Humphreys on a few occasions. She's a very warm, likeable person. I did say in passing as well, when Maureen McGuinness stood aside, I actually felt Heather Humphreys was a better candidate for that point of view in terms of her capacity to canvass and so on. But that's a matter for the entire electorate now, and it'll be interesting, and we'll be standing back. We won't be canvassing, obviously, but we'll be voting, we'll be participating in that process as a voter.
Okay. All right. OK, Norma, listen, we're going to leave it there. My thanks to you for talking to us in the programme this morning. That's Norma Moriarty, Councillor Norma Moriarty of Fianna Fáil, giving her view as to where the party stands following Jim Gavin's exit from the presidential race. If you've